Welcome back to a new episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you do, please share with family and friends, and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. 4 and 6. 4 and 6. Those are the ages that I single-handedly decided, you know what? Having kids, that wasn't a bad idea. Having kids was a damn good idea. I love my kids. I've always loved my kids. But 4 and 6, there's a little light. There's just a little light at the end of the tunnel. So I wrote this years ago. I don't even know how long ago because my kids are much older now. But it's 4 and 6. Surviving the early years of parenting is really, really difficult. The job is demanding and very often unpleasant. While the journey is full of amazing highs and life-changing moments, there are times you wonder, what the hell did we get ourselves into? Because let's be honest, 87% of the early years are spent in a sleep-deprived zombie state of madness. You constantly find yourself knee-deep in diapers, crazy tantrums, binky wars, and sleepless nights that go on forever. There just isn't any downtime. It's like Groundhog Day for several years. Most days are exhausting, simply trying to get the 3.5-year-old fed, dressed, and off to Toddlerville, while at the same time trying not to desperately lock the 15-month-old professional crawler, cabinet opener, and shit disturber into a closet, or maybe even a dog crate. And really, would a closet or a fully furnished dog crate with a comfy pillow do much harm for 30 minutes? The crate would allow just enough time for mom and dad to finish their morning coffee and stop Googling Harikari videos. But then it happens. Through the haze and without even knowing it, you are there. You have arrived at the first magical stage of parenting. Your kids have grown and are now roughly ages 4 and 6, 3.5, 5.5, 5 and 7. I don't know. I've always said 4 and 6. And much like your blood pressure, it's the lower number that matters the most. Once little as Johnny is 4 and Susie is maybe 6.5, you have arrived at one of the best parenting rest stops there is. It is a heavenly place. Out of seemingly nowhere, your Saturday and Sunday mornings are being returned to you. You see, when kids are finally 4 and 6, they can get out of bed on their own, find the milk and cereal, turn on the TV, and watch Saturday morning cartoons. Do they even have Saturday morning cartoons anymore? Everything's streaming. I don't know. I used to watch Hanna-Barbera and other things. Anyways, side note. These days, kids can grab their crack devices, iPads, and play games in the comfort of their own bed. Susie and Johnny won't burn down the house. They won't break anything. Hopefully. They very well may make a mess, but that would have happened anyway. Finally sleeping in until 8 a.m. is such an incredible gift after so many years of sleepless nights and 5:30 a.m. wake-ups. 4 and 6 is the first significant daylight in this grand adventure called parenting. It's like making it to base camp at Mount Everest. You are 17,600 feet up in the air and can stop, rest, and enjoy the view. Don't worry, though. There is still a shitload of mountain left, and it gets significantly more difficult. But today is to be celebrated. Please remember, only a fraction of your former pre-life kid is being returned to you. You still can't leave them at home alone. They can't work yet. They still need booster seats. They require supervision, and food must be prepared. Yet it feels like so much more. The extra hours of sleep are priceless. The days become shorter and start to pass more quickly because you aren't starting the whole shit show at 5:30 a.m. every day. And there's more. At 4 and 6, diapers and potty training are a distant memory. Now the little monsters can actually get dressed on their own. Clothes won't match, and they might put on a shirt inside out or mix up socks, but isn't that how daddy dresses them already? And maybe how daddy already dresses himself? They're beginning to fend for themselves. Slowly but surely, they are picking up some slack. And speaking of carrying their load, 4 and 6-year-olds have feet, legs, arms, and hands, which means they can finally carry some of their own crap around. They won't carry it far, but they can load it up on a backpack and move their worldly possessions from point A to point B. mommy can begin to downsize from the triple XL duffel bag she carries around with 80 pounds of gear like an Army Ranger. Nap time still exists, but at 4 and 6, you can take the traveling circus further away from the house and for extended periods of time. At 4 and 6, your kids are becoming little people with actual personalities, growing vocabularies, and all sorts of excitement. It's all of a sudden fun to be with them for more than 43 minutes at a time. And best of all, this is the first stage that the kids can't wait to see you come home from work. They sit by the window looking for the car, waiting, anticipating. And when the front door opens, they run to give you a big hug. That is the magic. Sure, there have been glimpses along the way, but this is the real deal. When the younger child is no longer being treated for diaper shit tantrum syndrome and the binkies are all gone, you've made real progress. It's one of the very first times you sit back, reflect, and say with full confidence, I got this. Or more importantly, I like this parenting thing. The early days are spent always on the fly. You don't have a clue if you're doing the right way or are completely failing. At 4 and 6, you finally know and accept that there is no right way. Just your way. And that's just fine. It'll all work out. Believe me, it all will work out. Some days it just doesn't seem that way, but it will. And if you notes on that piece, it should be clearly noted that this, my entire blog, the podcast, it's written about the experiences of a nuclear family with a total of 4 humans, 2 adults, 2 kids, and that's it. I can't begin to fathom what having 3 children would be like, let alone 4 or 5. In sports, I've always preferred a man-to-man defensive scheme, and switching to a zone would open up an entirely new can of worms. I have nothing but respect and admiration for parents that have chosen to birth a station wagon full of ankle biters. It's just not my deal. And there's no reason on earth why kids 3.5 or older should still have a binky. 0. Deal with the 24 to 36 hours of hell, and then you are free forever. It was the Easter Bunny who stole our daughter's last remaining binky on Easter morning when she was 3. Damn bunnies. Or as she said, I don't like the bunny. We have bunnies in the yard every day. My wife thinks she's never seen a bunny. I'm okay with bunnies, but damn, the Easter Bunny taking the binky was the greatest lie of all time. So 4 and 6... that's really what it is. I've yet to run into anyone who says, oh, no, it was 2 and 4 when I started to love my kids. Oh, 1 and 3, it was a blast. No, that's not true. You're lying. And again, is it 3.5, 5.5, 4, 6? I don't know. But again, to me, it's always been 4 and 6. It's just that stage where you realize that, again, you're getting some of your life back, some of your precious life. If you go out the night before, you don't have to get up at 6 a.m. with the ringing hangover wondering, why do I have these people? And then you get one kid up, and then the other kid gets up. I mean, when they're 6 months and 2.5, I mean, shoot me. Get me a revolver. It's just not fun. And yeah, they're crawling and then they're walking and then blah, 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 blah. They're not real people. Maybe there's glimpses at 3. I don't know. But 4 and 6. And again, let's always be clear. It's the lower number that matters. So if you have a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, and somehow you got a 4-year-old, you're like, fuck. The 4-year-old really drives where you are in this parenting deal. But again, 4 and 6, it's just golden. They carry their own stuff. They talk. They're fun. You can actually take them on a plane and not fear that you're going to just get stared down by every old crotchety man there is wondering how you dare brought a kid on a plane going to Hawaii. When I was a kid, we didn't go to Hawaii. There were no planes. Rah! You have that. But 4 and 6, again, you load them up on a plane with a backpack and a coloring book. What else do we have? Well, of course, we didn't have iPads. We didn't have iPhones. What did we do? I think it was just like maybe Mad. Nah, I guess they can't do Mad Libs. Mad Libs are more middle schoolers. What did we do? I think just a coloring book. That's a damn good question. I'm going to noodle on that. I don't know what we did to divert their attention. We certainly didn't talk to them. What did we do? I will ponder that because I really, 4 and 6, on a plane, on a car ride, yeah, books, little games. There had to be something. Another really cool thing about 4 and 6, it's really the age when your kids start making friends, whether they're in kindergarten or preschool or Montessori. Our kids did Montessori, which was fantastic, where they started to meet some friends that some of them are still close today. But they're not just sitting in a stroller. They're not zombies, crawling around at mommy daycare. I don't even remember, but 4 and 6, hey, Johnny's going to come over today. Susie's going to come over this afternoon. They're little people. They got little buds, and they love to hang out. And if they have a bud come over and hang out for 2 hours, that's 2 hours that you're not paying attention to your kids, and it's wonderful. It's delightful. So 4 and 6, there's just so much that you're just getting back. It's kind of the first dividend of parenting. And parenting is such a brutal endeavor. And you get little dividends, the first smile, the first crawl, the first step. It's all amazingly cool. I don't ever want to downplay any stage of life. If someone is listening to this and you got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, enjoy it. It's going to go by quick. I know people tell you that, but it will. But enjoy it and just know that in 3 years, your life is going to be so much happier. Hopefully you'll still be married and, you'll still enjoy each other, but it just gets easier. It starts hard. It gets easy, 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 easy. Then it gets hard, then a little easy. And then it gets just batshit crazy hard, but that's high school. It's college. So don't worry about that. Now, if you got a 1 and 3-year-old, get them to bed and enjoy 42 minutes of being with your spouse, or partner. And then start the whole circus again tomorrow because they'll be ready for you. Another very tangible benefit to the 4 and 6-year-old model children is that you don't have to carry them around as much. Sure, you're gonna throw your kid in your arm. It is the piggyback era where their neck can support itself and you're not like just flailing in the wind. But they can walk. They can get out of a car and walk and get their little backpack on. And yeah, you got to pick them up once in a while. But again, normally it's piggyback. Normally it's fun, dad time. So 4 and 6, they're able to just move under their own damn power. It's just, it's so fantastic because people never tell you. And I'm going to tell you right now. Everyone wants their first child to walk as soon as possible. It might be 3 days old. Oh, he's going to walk. God, Johnny, he's 97th percentile. He's going to be a strong walker. Settle down. Settle down. I think with our son, it was 14 months, 14 and a half. We didn't know what the norm was. And he finally crawled and he did a little backwards crab thing. I mean, he was active, but he couldn't walk. Then he starts walking and you're like, shit. I can't sit on the couch anymore. I can't sit on the couch, prop them up, play with them, blah, 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 while watching the Laker game behind me. I actually had to do a little parenting. And, it happens. And then, at least in our experience, the second kid comes along and it's a completely different deal. I'm like, I don't care if my daughter walks till she was 15. I really didn't because I just wanted the comfort of her being stationary, maybe a little crawling, trying to climb up on shit. I don't know, but not full-fledged movement, walking, soon running when son's going one way, daughter's another way. You're like, ah. So again, you 1.5 to 2-year-old to 3.5 to whatever those ages, I don't even know. When people start walking, it varies. But again, very natural. I want my kid to walk. You realize walking is like the beginning of the marathon, the beginning of the parental marathon. And if you can extend it a little bit, that's all good. Again, back to 4 and 6. It's just lovely. It's just lovely. I'm thinking back right now. 4 and 6 for me was 17 years ago. I can barely remember it, but I remember it clearly because it was just that moment when it's like, this is really, really cool. I love being a dad. There's nothing better on earth than being a dad. And there's a lot of days before then you don't realize it. And you're like, this sucks. Like, this truly, truly sucks. and why am I doing it? Why did I do it? I don't know. My wife wanted to have kids, blah, 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 blah. You just don't know. But at 4 and 6, the validation is there. The idea that, yeah, I can do this. I got this. No, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but nobody else does either. So let's just do the best we can and give them a bunch of love. So anyways, 4 and 6, to those that are there, enjoy it, embrace it. 9 and 11 is going to be there soon enough, which is literally the golden age. I'll get into it in future podcasts, but 9 and 11, I don't know, 10 to 12, the golden age. I wish I could freeze my kids then, because there's very few extended periods where I'd freeze them other than to literally freeze them and go to bed and deal with them the next day. So enjoy it. If you're close, enjoy it. If you're a few years off, well, you'll get there soon enough. And if it's in the rearview mirror, I think you're smiling right now, realizing, yeah, 4 and 6 kind of was the stage where it's like, oh, we're gonna do okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, please share with friends and family. And please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride.